Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. The most intriguing talk in talk radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Ransom Notes. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, our author and our host each and every week is Kathy Ransom. And her latest book is More Ransom Notes, Walk With Joy. And that's the follow-up to her wonderful work, Ransom Notes. She's the subject of a documentary and so much more than that. Without further ado, Kathy Ransom, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. I couldn't be better. Life has been good. You mentioned my books. We've now had the second book out for about 2 months. It still isn't the bestseller on eBay or
that's
Amazon.
Okay.
But people are enjoying it, apparently, and we've sold some. And I'm going to go up to Milwaukee in a couple of weeks to share and talk about it in the church where a friend of mine is a preacher up there. He was a preacher here in Springfield for a while, and so he invited me to come up and talk to his seniors up there. So I'm having fun with it. I love sharing it with people, and that people are kind about. They think it makes some sense in sort of a low-key way. I will never be a scholarly writer, but I would encourage people to look around and either email me or think about getting a copy of More Ransom Notes, Walk With Joy, because the theme is life is joy. And I try to be joyful in my life, and that doesn't mean I don't get worn out at times, but so maybe my audience also gets worn out just a bit. Would you have liked to have been, Frank, a passenger on Noah's Ark?
I think for the historical aspect of it, yes, I love animals, but boy, that was a hard ride. Keep in mind, it's raining for 40 days and 40 nights, and you got to imagine all the smells and the sounds and the restlessness and, you know, keeping animals from eating the other ones and all of that. It must have been a very difficult job for everyone, and huge responsibility too for everyone to do that. So I would say yes for the historical aspect and all of that comes along with it. But in reality, I know it would be the most challenging opportunity that anybody would ever have.
You know, one thing I like to think about, and we often talk about people who are a little older, and part of that's because I'm a little older. I'm 88, and I'm still pretty active for a person my age. But lots of my friends are not quite so fortunate, and I see them having difficulty in doing that. I don't know that I would have wanted to have been on the boat, but I think about Noah and how he had to, even at a rather older age, and I don't remember exactly how old he was when he started building the boat, but he was not a carpenter, apparently, from what we know beforehand, and he had to take up a new skill, and he had to order up all those animals, and he had to, one of the things that just really stretches my brain is how in the world he got enough food on that.
Oh my gosh.
For all of those. And then the other day I was reading something, and we often think that he took two of everything on the boat, of the animals and the birds and et cetera, et cetera. And he certainly did. But we forget that he did that of the unclean, but of some of the clean animals and under Jewish religion, there's certain animals that were considered unclean and some were considered clean. He took seven. And this person was commenting on the fact that one of the reasons he took seven pair instead of just one pair of some is that that would provide food for the family and for some of the other animals. And I hadn't thought about it in that way, and that may be indeed true. And he could have had dirt in that it was a very, very large boat where he could have planted some seeds and grown some things that would be, again, available. And if you had a couple of cows, whether it be milk for the kids, and you know, so the Lord figured it out, and I'm glad I didn't have to do it, but anyway, but I also began to think about what lessons can we learn from Noah and that ark. And so I want to share some of these, and I'm sure there's hundreds of other lessons we could learn, but the first one, Frank, is you don't want to miss the boat, because those eight people that had to get on that boat, when he pulled up the gangplank, and all the neighbors were around there watching, and they didn't get on, they weren't ready for the boat. They had sinned, and God didn't want them on that boat. They missed it. So the translation to that is that each of us today, we don't know when our boat, when the Lord's coming back to take us, either in death or his second coming, and we jolly well better be ready. And sometimes people say, oh, I don't want to go to church right now. I don't want to do that good stuff. I'll wait till I'm a little older. I'll wait. But maybe you wait too long and you miss the boat. And then we all are in the same boat. All those animals and the eight people, everybody in this listening audience, we're all in that same boat. So we better figure out how in the world we're going to help each other. And I'm imagining that sometimes some of those animals got restless with each other. And probably Noah and the sons had to go and calm them down a bit. And they had to take care of each other. They had to feed them. They had to figure out. They were on that boat a long time. And we have to learn that we're all in the same boat. And we can all do the same thing. Well, you know, take care of each other, eat, sleep, rest, do all of those things. We have to plan ahead. It wasn't raining when Noah built that ark. Can you imagine if we had Facebook today and we had all of the funny news reporters? They'd be out there laughing their heads off. Here is this guy building this gigantic boat out here in the middle of nowhere. Can't you imagine what the airwaves would sound like? He had to do that, put up with all of that, and plan before it rained. So friends, we better plan right now so that we'll be ready with our, quote, religious umbrella, so to speak, that we're ready to have been ready and know that love the Lord. You have to still stay fit. Noah was probably somewhere near 500 years old. Lifespans, we don't really quite understand from those days. Mm-hmm. Whether he was 75 or 250 or 500, he still wasn't a young man, and he had to be ready to do big things. And my challenge to our listeners today is don't give up the gauntlet now. Keep thinking, what's the next thing I can do to serve, to love? Keep knowing you can do big things and be part of a team. Noah didn't do it all. He had God, but he also had a family, and we need to do the same thing. I was in my 80s, Frank, when I published the first book. We can do things after we get past the youthful, you are able to do age, even when we have gray hair and maybe a repaired heart or who knows what. So, and then the next thing is, we know that that audience out there was critical. They didn't have news reporters with the kind of equipment that we have today, but they certainly had neighbors, and you know they laughed at them. You know they were critical. It's hard to be doing right, and everybody doesn't think it's the right thing to do, and they're critical of you. You have to have sort of an armadillo skin or whatever it is. Noah built on high ground. He didn't get down in the gutters. He built the boat up high ground so it was ready to take off. We have to live our life in areas that are sort of high ground because we want to be safe. And part of that safety is we need to do things in pairs, pairs of animals, pairs of sons, a partner, community. We all do things better as community. Lone Rangers rarely are the most successful. They need to have a team. There's lots of lessons we can learn from Noah. Speed isn't always the best thing. And I break that rule so often. I tend to do things quickly. And in the process, I sometimes really goof up, Frank. I don't know. I just get in a hurry doing too many things. But I was reminded that the snails were on there with the cheetahs. Mm. The Lord wanted both. So if you're using a crutch or a walker or a mobile unit, or you can't get out of the chair without help, remember the snails took their time and were still necessary in God's world. You may get stressed a little bit. And remember that the ark was built by amateurs and the Titanic was built by professionals.
Wow, very good.
Isn't that an interesting comparison? I never thought about.
Very good. Very good.
And you know what happened to the Titanic? They're still hunting for all of it. It's down in the water. It sunk. So no matter the storm, when you're with God at the end, if you're really a follower, what will you see at the end of the storm? A rainbow. Mm. And that's the sort of, we need to look forward to that rainbow, the life with being later with God in heaven. That's going to be our rainbow. So lessons from an ark, Frank. Now you can go out and build your own ark.
Yeah. Well, listen, wonderful, wonderful. And by the way, I never tell a joke here, but I remember a Noah's Ark joke. And it was about a little girl talking to her grandma. And she said, "Grandma, were you on Noah's Ark?" And grandma said, "No." And the little girl said, "Then how did you survive the flood?" So.
Oh, that is good. That is good. Isn't it? I like to write, but I could never make up a joke if my laugh depended on it. You know, we all have a different genre that I guess we relate to. And isn't it great that there's as much variety in writers and Christians and followers and people? And that's what makes a life so wonderful. If we were all identical, it'd be dull, boring. I'm glad we're different.
Well, you're never dull and you're never boring. And you could plant an acorn and within 10 minutes turn it into an oak tree of knowledge and wisdom. You're the best. Kathy Ransom, wonderful, wonderful stuff. Thank you very much. And we thank everyone out there for listening each and every week. And you are wonderful. We know you have a lot of choices. Thanks for sharing with us here. And the author of two wonderful books, Ransom Notes, and then the follow-up, Ransom Notes, More Ransom Notes, Walk with Joy, are the two. And growing. There'll be more. I'm sure there'll be more. I predict there'll be more, but enjoy these two while they're available, and they'll always be available. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Ransom Notes.
You've been listening to Breaking It Down with Frank McKay.
The most intriguing talk
in talk radio.